Andy?
You sent me like the podcast equivalent of a you up text, pretty much. Where it's like, I'm in the mood for podcasting, so what's up? Where you at?
You up, dog?
You just finished the longest hike of your life, you said? How far'd you go?
I'll send you a picture of my legs, which are currently extended up a wall.
Yeah, send me a picture of those jelly hot dogs.
Jelly legs. So it's a 30-mile hike.
You hiked a marathon plus.
And most people break this up into chunks. So it's called the Triangle. It's actually called the Jämtland Triangle. Or the Jämtland? I don't know.
You haven't perfected your Swedish accent in your short time there?
Jämtland.
Well, you're not most people, Linda. Most people break it up, but you're not most people.
No, I'm in a funny, funny place right now.
You know, I've heard of runner's high, but you sound actually a little bit high, to be honest.
I feel like I am.
Were you at a high elevation? How much oxygen you got going to your brain at the moment, if you had to estimate?
No, it was like mostly sea level. It's just, it was so windy that like my ears are buzzing right now. I feel like I'm still moving. Yeah. And I'm like also jet lagged on top of all this because I only got here like a day and a half ago.
Yeah, this is a recipe for loopy for sure.
Yeah. So my friend said that he was going to run this hike because he's like an ultra marathon dude.
Boo.
It's okay. He's a good one.
Let him do him.
We don't hate him. And I was like, well, maybe I can walk it while you guys run or something. And then today the weather was just like perfect. So I got really excited. And I got extra excited when I went to like rent some hiking poles. And the woman at the gear shop was just like, oh, what hike are you going to do? And I was like, something called a triangle? I don't know. And she was like, oh my God, are you serious? She was like, I've lived here for 5 years and I still haven't done it. And I was like, oh, and then Rory's like, yeah, this hike is like a big deal, Linda. So like families will come out and spend the week doing it. But I was like, well, I want to do it tomorrow. So I just did it, and now I'm laying on the floor of my hotel.
I'm just Googling time in Sweden now for my own context, about 6 p.m. where you're at.
Yeah, so I got up at 4:30.
You started hiking at 4:30?
I woke up at 4:30, and I left at 5:30.
What time was the sunrise?
The sun is just up constantly here. Like
far north of the summer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sunrise
and there are
in Sweden. I'm doing a lot of Googling here.
Well, you have to look up Åre, Sweden. A-R-E. Because I'm like super far north.
Did you spell the place you are A-R-E? Is that the name? Is that how it's actually spelled?
Yeah, that's how it's spelled. The A has a little like circle-y
thing. Oh, sure. It's
on
got
top.
Some doodads. They always be decorating their stuff with doodads.
They always be decorating letters.
Sunrise Thank time you. At 3:36 a.m. And the sunset yeah. time at 10:08 p.m. So, yeah, that is quite a bit
but
of sun.
But even that. Yeah, quite but it's also not like a full-ass sunset. And it's like,
right, because it's going at such a steep angle to the right. to the horizon that it's probably really elongated and like you don't get the really dramatic transition because it's just very slowly looping around the sky, basically.
Right, exactly.
You ever seen time lapses of the sun in the sky in like crazy far north places in the middle of the summer? It really emphasizes the movement of the Earth and the revolution of the Earth, like. I feel like you appreciate in a way you don't normally appreciate how much the sun is just, we're just rotating.
Yeah, it just does a little dip.
just go whoop, 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 basically. Well, I guess it depends how fast you watch the video, but usually it's sped up, so it goes whoop, 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 whoop. So you feel good. Do you feel like this was something you needed? You needed to go out and leave a big portion of yourself on the Swedish Triangle?
Yeah, it did feel like I was like trying to leave some shit out there.
Yeah.
I needed to feel some feelings that I hadn't let myself feel yet. You know, I've been really angry for a few weeks, and I had to like just like let some sadness out.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. I cried a few times. And then I laughed a bunch.
And you were, how alone were you? I mean, you mentioned this is a pretty popular hiking trail. You had a friend out there somewhere, ultra marathon running it.
Oh, no. So he's running it tomorrow. So he was waiting on another friend of ours to come in who didn't come in until today. And so we were going to do it at the same time. But I was like, I'm going to go today because it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
You can just do it again tomorrow. You've already been out there. You've already warmed it up.
I don't want to do it when it's wet. That's actually going to suck.
No, that sounds unpleasant.
But no, there were quite a few hikers out there, and I fucking love Scandinavian people. Andy, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Just didn't get a single creepy feeling from a dude. At one point, I had a 2-liter Camelback on my back and like a 32-ounce thing of water. And so at the triangle, there are like 3 points to a triangle. And so you start at one and then you get to the first point. And I thought that there was going to be a water station there, but there wasn't. And so the second point was like another, you know, 10, 12 miles away or whatever. So I'm on my way to that one and I'm like getting pretty low. I was like, because I want to stay super duper hydrated for something like this.
Yeah, it seems really important to tend to your needs on a super long hike like this.
Yeah, and you don't like word up to Rory. Rory, my friend that I'm out here with, he told me to eat at the beginning of my hike, even if I wasn't hungry. He's like, just go ahead and like slam as many calories as you can, like before you start your inclines and stuff. And so I did that, and it actually helped a lot. I didn't know. I'm usually like, I don't want to have stuff in my tummy, but it was good. Anyway, so then like I stopped at this beautiful river, just like gushing water coming down a mountainside, and I asked this Swedish guy who was sitting there. He's like the only person I could see for like at least a mile. And I asked him if it was safe to drink. And he was like, well, technically, yes, it is. But he's like, I have this bottle here that like has a filter in it. And this one's already filtered. So let me pour this into your bottle for you. So that was just super sweet. I had this fresh ass Swedish guy filtered water.
Now, was the water fresh ass, or was the Swedish guy fresh ass, or both?
I'd say the water was fresh ass. Okay. The Swedish guy was just very kind. But like, you know, I passed a lot of dudes when I was out there and I just didn't get the same creepy vibes that you get from some dudes in America.
Yeah.
It was just so good. It was so good.
That sounds lovely, Linda.
Yeah. I did pass up quite a few people. Because I was like, I got to get home for dinner.
How far is this from your hotel?
An hour.
Okay, so on top of that, you had to drive 2 hours today.
Yeah, driving back was not fun. Yeah. I was like, a little worried.
I feel like driving is... the act of driving is completely antithetical to any sort of like Zen mindset of like trying to actually be at peace with yourself. Like driving just does not let you do that.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was like, ooh, I am swerving around.
Well, I'm glad you made it home safe, Linda.
Well, seriously, though, that felt like the most dangerous part of the trip.
It Luckily, probably the car was. Has, like, cars are really dangerous, so it probably was.
They really are.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm feeling good, and I just wanted to talk about it. Because I'm like, I just did this big thing, and now, like, Rory and his girlfriend, they're out on a hike, and... So I came back. I'm like, hey.
Well, Linda, I'm really touched that you thought to text me. That means a lot.
Yeah.
I feel honored to get to speak to you in this mindset.
Yeah, I want to try to capture more of these random moments in life where we're feeling and doing big stuff.
I feel like audio is a great format for capturing those kinds of things personally.
Yeah, I do
I'm able to
too.
listen back to episodes I've recorded of podcasts ages and ages ago and pretty quickly transport myself to the mindset I was in when I recorded it because so much is
Yeah.
communicated through the subtleties of your voice.
Yeah, it's so true. How are you? How's your weekend? What day is it? Tuesday?
It's Tuesday here in America.
Yeah.
In these United States, I'm quite jealous of you. I've had the urge for the past couple of days, maybe a week or so, to like go on a run or like do some big exercise, which I rarely get, as we've talked about on the show. I hate running, but
Yeah.
I've been feeling the need to like leave a portion of myself out there, as it were, and so I got to find some time to do something, hike, run.
Yeah, get at it.
I want to be physically exhausted. This is really what I'm craving, I guess. You know that.
Yeah, there's just nothing better. I don't know. It's like, it just feels weird to end a day with like more energy in the tank and you're just sleepy because the sun went down. Like, I want to go
Yeah.
to sleep because I'm exhausted.
That is a really good way of putting it. I've been having a lot of that lately. A lot of just like going to bed because the day is over, not because I'm actually exhausted, you know?
Yeah, go dig that hole.
I do have to dig a hole, it's true. Man, digging a hole really sucks though. I'd rather hike a
Yeah.
Swedish triangle, to be honest.
Yeah, you should. Oh, I'll look up some hikes in Baltimore you should do.
There's a couple decent hikes around here. I've also been Hillary's like looking to probably have her PhD done like early next year, and she's talking about wanting to go on a big trip
Whoa,
afterwards. And so
that's
we've been looking at
cool.
what to do, and I'm just like, and this is rare for me. Usually when I want to travel, it's like I want to go to a city and I want to like experience a different culture and like food, and I don't want to like be embedded in a place with a lot of people. And lately, I'm like, actually, I would just love to go on a super long walk, right? Like, there's
Yeah.
this trail in Japan I've wanted to walk forever. And then part of me is like, can my first trip
Oh,
to
yeah.
Japan be to just like walk some trail instead of like go to Tokyo? Like, how silly is it going to feel to fly into Tokyo and then never having been to Tokyo, leave and just go to the woods for 10 days? And I don't know. But
No, I think that's perfect.
I've definitely been craving just a big walk, a big exercise, a big something. I want to be exerted. So
Yeah.
we've been looking at maybe doing something like that in the spring. We'll see. We'll see how things
If
shake out.
I ever get a job, I really want to go to, like, once I know that I have a job lined up and I can go on a big trip, and well, I'm on one right now, but a
I was
different
about to say, I was like, what's not somebody's in Sweden, but okay, I understand.
Well, I booked this trip on Delta miles that I accumulated from going back and forth to SF for work. So this trip was, except for the hotel. The hotel is the only thing I had to pay for. Anyways, but I would love to go to Japan and do Mount Fuji. I've been
Yeah.
thinking about that a lot. It just sounds like bucket list would be
Yeah.
so amazing.
Yeah, so I feel you. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling jealous, but also glad to get to
Well, I
hear that
wish
you
you
got to
were
do this for yourself.
here. Oh, you and Rory would fucking love each other too. Oh my God.
Yeah, Rory's cool dude.
Yeah, he's great.
I will say
I
I
love
normally don't get along
the
with ultra marathoners. That's not normally the
way
kind of person
he.
that I usually get along with.
Oh man, yesterday he gave me a rundown of all of the like subtypes of ultra marathon runners, and my
Is this like the
favorite.
different submetals of like genres of metal music where it's like there's
Yeah.
900 different kinds of metal and it's like post-industrial core rust grind music or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. And he said that his favorite type of ultra marathoner is the type that like has been growing their own food for the last 13 years and lives off the land and is probably on mushrooms while
Does
they're
he run
running.
in toe shoes?
No. He really is not like that. Like I
Hey, I got no
genuinely
problem with a
think that you
hippie.
two would
Hippies are
get
fine by
so
me.
along. Yeah.
I'd
But like
rather
they're
deal with a
apparently
hippie.
the
I'd rather deal with a hippie than a
ultra
tryhard.
theme.
The tryhard thing is what I find a lot of. I feel like the people I know that are into those kinds of really extreme sports, they have like a deficiency of personality, and the only way they make up for it is like, so I do really extreme stuff because otherwise I'm not interesting.
Yeah. Well, okay. So he told me, when this was a surprise to me, but he said that like the most insufferable type of ultra marathon person, he's like, there's this one guy that like got teared up when he saw somebody else like tracking themselves, like using like an Apple Watch.
Wait,
So he's
teared
like,
up
there's
like
like
in
a
a positive way, or
no,
in
like
like a
in
I
a
can't believe that the
like
beauty
you're
of my.
supposed to be connecting to nature.
Sure.
How dare you bring technology out here?
Sure.
And so I guess there's like a whole subtype of like people who are like, I would never use Strava. Like, yeah, just kind of funny that there's just like
That does
both
sound pretty cringy,
extreme.
but also I respect it because I don't know. I feel like if you're doing something that extreme and you're not measuring it, like there's something to be said for
Yeah.
your actual commitment to the experience instead of some kind of trophy to
Exactly.
have afterwards.
Right. But I don't
But
know.
don't be cringy
Like,
about it. Just be
yeah, just
normal.
like let people do what they gonna do.
Just be normal. Don't be weird.
Yeah, don't be weird about it.
Don't be weird.
Anyways, you would love Rory. We've been friends since I was 11.
If you say I would love Rory, then I'm sure that is true. I think you know me
Yeah.
very well.
Yeah, we've been friends since I was 11, and I've also just been so surprised pleasantly at how he's grown since we were kids. Like we've both like gotten super into therapy, and yeah, we just take our personal growth very seriously. So it's neat to see that after all these years, we're still aligned in so
That's
many
amazing.
ways.
I feel like it
Yeah.
is too rare to have friends that you can actually grow with. I feel like most people,
Yeah.
just when they grow and change, they find a new social context in which they could be a new person instead of growing with the people that they are close to.
Yeah, it's so true. And he's a lot better at like staying in touch with all the people that we grew up with and stuff. 'Cause I'm like that. I'm like, oh, I'll just find the people who kind of fit my life now. He's really good at, I don't know, staying connected. But I don't lament that about myself.
No, I think it's a good thing. I'm not
Yeah.
saying that it's not saying it's good one way or the other. I'm just saying it's nice to have those friends
Yeah.
because they are rarer. It's harder to find people that can accept your
Yeah.
growth, right? And this is something I don't know. I remember feeling strongly about this, that like it's important to keep making new friends as you age because to some degree, like people that have known you for a long time will always have the bias or the inherited context of who you used to be. And
Right.
I think it does a lot for people to meet somebody new and see themselves through the eyes of somebody new in all of the ways that they are changed without having to also, somehow square that with all the past people they used to be.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't have anything more clever to say. I was just like thinking really hard about what you were saying.
This podcast is not about saying clever things. This podcast is about us chatting and being friends.
I know, but sometimes you'll say stuff and I'm like really in my head thinking about it. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to say something
No, you can
now.
just think about it. That's fine.
And then I think you think that I'm not listening, but I'm like, no, I'm just staring at the ceiling and
No, I know
then
you're listening, Linda. You're a very good listener.
thank you.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this because my therapist did tell me that she thinks I am at war with my past self and living the life of a previous man.
Wait, what? Okay, so the last time your therapist told you that you were on the verge of a mental breakdown, and now she said you're fighting a previous version of yourself? What?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I might
Can
be
we
making
unpack that a little
these
bit?
statements a little more literary than they were, but the overall thrust is definitely there. I mean, my values have changed a lot. I was basically talking about how the person that started this company 13 years ago is basically dead, right? Like,
Oh,
I
yeah.
would never do that now under a million, ever under any circumstances. And she was talking about how conflicted I am existing under capitalism and like running a business as somebody that hates businesses, and which is something
Right.
I'm very consciously aware of. That is not new information to me, but yeah, I was just like, yeah, the me that started this company, that is not who I am today at all. Totally different life experience.
Right. So you're like living with the choices that a smug 21-year-old made. I'm
Yep.
just adding the smug part because you've described it that way. I did not know you back then.
I mean, we got to know each other. We've been knowing each other for like 10 or 11 years now. Isn't that
Wow.
crazy?
Shit.
And normally I'm awful at time. The only reason I know that is because I distinctly remember the first time that you slid into my Google chat DMs to talk about Action Bronson
after we were Twitter
like talking
DM.
On Twitter. No, we were talking on Twitter, and then we switched to Google
Wait,
Hangouts
really?
Or whatever. Yeah, I remember the conversation because it was like because you were an amazing person, and I was like very struck by you. But I remember I was sitting in the living room of a house I lived in that I only lived in for like 2 years. You know, shortly after we graduated.
Oh, man.
So
you're right; it was the Google DMs.
Yeah, I'm sure I could find them somewhere. But
I miss those DMs. Is that still a thing?
Hillary and I still talk through those. Nobody else in my life uses them, but. But yeah, we still talk through those when she's at work.
Wow. I just had the thought today, what if Google was like still like adamant about Google Plus being a thing?
What about Google Wave, Linda? You miss Google Wave?
There's a lot of sad people out there that worked on these products. They were like, hey, I tried really hard. We did a lot of research.
Oh, Linda, I love where you're at, where your headspace is at right now. That was the first place you went to. The first place you went to was like, man, all of the nice product designers and software engineers that worked so hard on Google Wave, only to have it be
like, yeah.
cast upon the rocks of the free market.
Yeah, because you know the way those places work. Those people must have been working on
shit. I know all too well, Linda. All too fucking
years.
Well.
Oh, I have crazy tan lines right now.
I did notice from your leg pick.
Yeah, they're really bad. Oh well,
it's you know, it's not bad. It's to say it's bad. It's a mark of all the work you've done,
right?
Of all the effort you've put in.
Yeah, my feet are dirty. I got dirt. I have literal dirt all over my ankles. I feel so good. Yeah, go give yourself this feeling, Andy.
I got to do it. I got to find something to do to get out there.
Oh, there's nothing better. Yeah, get it.
Yeah, when I first glanced at the thumbnail you sent me, I thought you were covered in bruises. I was like, holy shit.
Wait,
Linda,
seriously?
Linda got in a fight with Stassi, but then I realized, no, it's just dirt.
Oh, man, I
kicking
love
the shit
bruised.
Out of some Swedish
Actually,
cryptid.
Actually, yeah, my ankles look... fucking gross. My feet. I had socks on. You can see the lines where the socks were.
Yeah, you can see the lines where the socks were, and yet they didn't seem to do much to keep your feet from getting dirty.
No, not at all.
Very permeable Weird. Socks you've got there.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy.
Whew. What a time, Andy.
What a
hey,
time
my
indeed.
Phone's at 69%.
Nice. The sex number.
I also proactively put my phone in low power mode before this hike.
That's smart.
And I totally saved it. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you proactively put your phone at 69%. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Set a little alarm, unplug it when it gets to 69%, and only charge it that much.
That's amazing.
This has been delightful, okay, Linda. I'm so glad you called me. I am in the middle of prepping for a meeting in 45 minutes.
Okay.
And under any other circumstances, I would not have taken this call. But, you know, I got that podcast you up text message, and I couldn't say no.
Hey, you up?
I couldn't say no. I did the equivalent of, you know, getting in the Uber at 2 a.m., but for podcasting.
Yeah, you really did. You really showed up for me, and I appreciate it. And now you're doing your walk of shame back to your meetings.
It's true, yeah. Yeah. Hair all must.
Pick
clothes,
your panties
dirty clothes
up off
back
the floor.
On. Yeah.
Put them in your pocket.
Yep. Stinking like shit.
I love you.
I love you, Linda. I'm so glad that we are recording again. And
Me
I'm
too.
Glad you got out there and did your big hike.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.